The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Maestro Christopher Allen is going to make his Opera Omaha debut. He is conducting the Capulets and the Montagues coming up here on October 15th and 17th at the Orpheum Theater. And he is my guest today on Live and Local. Thank you, sir, for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
First, I just want to kind of introduce you to everybody. You're an award-winning conductor, and you have literally conducted all over the world, from Atlanta to Los Angeles and Cincinnati to the symphonies in South Korea and China. Can you give us some of your favorite highlights of where you've been?
You know, it's interesting. My entire life, I wanted to make music. I wanted to travel, and music has allowed me to travel. It's so cliche, but I sort of love wherever I am in the moment, and I'm sort of immersed in the work I'm performing and also the communities that I'm sort of serving at that moment. I'm really enjoying Omaha. I think a lot of these cities that I might not travel to if I wasn't a conductor has really opened up my eyes to kind of an America that I, you know, living in New York and now living in Los Angeles, I wouldn't be able to see, but like Cincinnati, I was a principal conductor at the Cincinnati Opera, Cincinnati Symphony, and I really enjoy that community, and there's so much to discover in the arts there. London, you know, it's great to make music in London, and it's great to make music, as you mentioned, in South Korea at the Seoul Arts Center, which is wonderful. What's so interesting to me is that no matter where I travel and what the culture is like, what the language is, music seems to be a common denominator.
Before you became a conductor, what instruments did you play along the way as you started off in your young career?
You know, I was / am a concert pianist, and that was my main instrument. I was around 5 or 6 years old, and I heard the piano, and I was begging my mother to give me lessons. And that has been sort of my first love, a love that I keep on revisiting and revisiting and revisiting. But piano is my main instrument. I did play trumpet in high school band. And my sister is a violinist. So whenever she had her violin lessons, my mom would force me to go and sit and listen to her violin lessons. And for those of you who have kids who are taking violin lessons, it's very difficult in the beginning.
But there's only so many times you can hear Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star before
played out of tune, you know, played out of tune. But it turns out that the technique I learned and served me well later on in life. So
Bellini's The Capulets and the Montagues. This follows the story of Romeo and Juliet and the star-crossed lovers, but it is taken from different texts. It's not taken from a Shakespearean text. It's taken from Italian texts. And a bit of a dark show. How did you approach the music for this to get this story across?
Yeah. Well, you know, I always start with the text, of course, right? We're telling stories. It's not just stories that I've made up. If I'm conducting a Dvorak symphony, I will create a story and tell a story through that symphony. Here, we're dealing with actual text. We're dealing with stories that a librettist was able to put something down to tell a story for an opera. So I always start with the text. But just as important is, you know, this piece is part of the bel canto style. So there's a whole tradition of how this music should be sung. And so I try to marry the text with unifying aesthetically the bel canto style.
Can you talk about the difference between conducting an opera and conducting an orchestra? Or is there no difference? Are the singers just another set of instruments that you mesh together with the entire sound?
I mean, it's a great question. I get this all the time. The main difference is in process. When I have a symphonic week with an orchestra, I will arrive on Monday. I'll rehearsal Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then concerts, for the weekend. With an opera, it's much more involved. The whole process takes about 4 weeks, and I arrive just as I did in Omaha, and I have a sing-through with the singers. And we agree or sometimes disagree or come to an agreement, rather, how this music should go aesthetically. And then after the music rehearsal, we go into what is called like staging rehearsal. And that's where the director says, stand here, or this is the dramatically, this is what we want to explore. And then the director and I work to put together a cohesive show. So just like an orchestra, the wind players require different things than the string players, which require different things than the percussionist. Singers are similar. They have different needs. They have different wants. In order to produce sound, it's very different than a violin. So, you know, you have to know how to get the best performance out of the forces in front of you. And that's the job of a good conductor, whether that is a string section, whether that's a chorus, a soloist, a principal singer.
Opera Omaha hosts the Capulets and the Montagues October 15th and 17th at the Orpheum. If you're looking for information on this, you can go to operaomaha.org. He is the maestro, Christopher Allen, and he's been my guest today on Live and Local. Thank you, maestro. I really appreciate the conversation today.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see you at the show.